you see at a black belt level comes from mastery of the white belt fundamentals. Since there is always another level to learn, mastery actually means you're a master of what you know and an apprentice of what you don't. In other words, we become masters of what is behind us and apprentices for what is ahead. This is why mastery is a journey. Alex Van Halen has said that when he would go out at night, his brother, Eddie, would be sitting on his bed practicing the guitar, and when he came home many hours later, Eddie would be in the same place, still practicing. That's the journey of mastery. It never ends. In 1993, psychologist K. Anders Ericsson published The Role of Deliberate Practice in the Acquisition of Expert Performance in the journal Psychological Review. As the benchmark for understanding mastery, this article debunked the idea that an expert performer was gifted, a natural, or even a prodigy. Ericsson essentially gave us our first real insights into mastery and birthed the idea of the 10,000-hour rule. His research identified a common pattern of regular and deliberate practice over the course of years in elite performers that made them what they are. In one study, elite violinists had separated themselves from all others by each accumulating more than 10,000 hours of practice by age 20, thus the rule. Many elite performers complete their journey in about 10 years, which, if you do the math, is an average of about 3 hours of deliberate practice a day, every day, 365 days a year. Now, if your one thing relates to work, and you put in 250 workdays a year, assuming 5 days a week for 50 weeks, to keep pace on your mastery journey, you'll need to average 4 hours a day. Does this sound familiar? 4 hours is not a random number. That's the amount of time you need to time block every day for your one thing. More than anything else, expertise tracks with hours invested. Michelangelo once said, "If the people know how hard I had to work to gain my mastery, it wouldn't seem wonderful at all." His point is obvious. Time on a task over time eventually beats talent every time. I'd say you can book that, but actually, you should block it. When you commit to time block your one thing, make sure you approach it with a mastery mentality. This will give you the best opportunity to be the most productive you can be, and ultimately, the best you can become. And here's what's interesting. The more productive you are, the more likely you are to receive several additional payoffs you would otherwise have missed. The pursuit of mastery bears gifts. As you progress along the path of mastery, both your self-confidence and your success competence will grow. You'll make a discovery. The path of mastery is not so different from one pursuit to the next. What might pleasantly surprise you is how giving yourself over to mastering one thing serves as a platform for and speeds up the process of doing other things. Knowledge begets knowledge, and skills build on skills. It's what makes future dominoes fall more easily. Mastery is a pursuit that keeps giving, because it's a path that never ends. In his landmark book, Mastery, George Leonard tells the story of Jigoro Kano, the founder of judo. According to legend, as Kano approached death, he called his students around him and asked to be buried in his white belt. The symbolism wasn't lost. The highest-ranking martial artist of his discipline embraced the emblem of the beginner for his life and beyond, because to him, the journey of the successful lifelong learner was never over. Time blocking is essential to mastery, and mastery is essential to time blocking. They go hand in hand. When you do one, you do the other.
Commitment 2. Move from E to P.
When coaching top performers, I often ask, are you doing this to simply do the best you can do, or are you doing this to do it the best it can be done? Although it's not meant to be a trick question, it trips people up anyway. Many realize that although they are giving their best effort, they aren't doing the best that could be done because they aren't willing to change what they are doing. The path of mastering something is the combination of not only doing the best you can do at it, but also doing it the best it can be done. Continually improving how you do something is critical to getting the most from time blocking. It's called moving from E to P. When we roll out of bed in the morning and start tackling the day, we do so in one of two ways. Entrepreneurial, that's the E, or purposeful, which refers to the P. Entrepreneurial is our natural approach. It's seeing something we want to do or that needs to be done and racing off to do it with enthusiasm, energy, and our natural abilities. No matter the task, all natural ability has a ceiling of achievement, a level of productivity and success that eventually tops out. Although this varies from person to person and task to task, everybody in life has a natural ceiling for everything. Give some people a hammer and they're an instant carpenter. Give one to me and I'm all thumbs. In other words, some people can naturally use a hammer extremely well with minimal instruction or practice, but there are others, like me, who hit their ceiling of achievement the moment they're holding one. If the outcome of your efforts is acceptable at whatever level of achievement you reach, then you high-five and move on. But when you're going about your one thing, any ceiling of achievement must be challenged. And this requires a different approach, a purposeful approach. Highly productive people don't accept the limitations of their natural approach as the final word on their success. When they hit a ceiling of achievement, they look for new models and systems, better ways to do things to push them through. They pause just long enough to examine their options. They pick the best one, and then they're right back at it. Ask an E to cut some firewood, and the entrepreneurial person would likely shoulder an axe and head straight for the woods. On the other hand, the purposeful person might ask, "Where can I get a chainsaw?" With a P mindset, you can achieve breakthroughs and accomplish things far beyond your natural abilities. You must simply be willing to do whatever it takes. Figure 31, found online at theonething.com, explores both the entrepreneurial and purposeful approaches and the different stages that come before each mindset reaches their natural ceiling of achievement. With the entrepreneurial approach, the first stage is disappointment, followed by resignation and greener pastures. Then the cycle continues. With the purposeful approach, however, the first stage is focus, followed by models, then systems, and finally breaking through the natural ceiling of achievement. In the long run, P beats E every time. You can't put limits on what you'll do. You have to be open to new ideas and new ways of doing things if you want breakthroughs in your life. As you travel the path of mastery, you'll find yourself continually challenged to do new things. The purposeful person follows the simple rule that a different result requires doing something different. Make this your mantra, and breakthroughs become possible. Too many people reach a level where their performance is good enough, and then stop working on getting better. People on the path to mastery avoid this by continually upping their goal, challenging themselves to break through their current ceiling, and staying the forever apprentice. It's what writer and memory champion Joshua Ford dubbed the OK plateau. He illustrated it with typing. If practice time were all that mattered, over the course of our professional careers, with the millions of memos and emails we type, we'd all progress from the lowly chicken peck to 100 words a minute. But that doesn't happen. We reach a level of skill we deem to be acceptable, and then simply switch off the learning. We go on automatic pilot and hit one of the most common ceilings of achievement. We hit the OK plateau. When you're in search of extraordinary results, accepting an OK plateau or any other ceiling of achievement isn't OK when it applies to your one thing. When you want to break through plateaus and ceilings, there is only one approach, the P approach. In business and in life, we all start off entrepreneurially. We go after something with our current levels of abilities, energy, knowledge, and effort. In short, everything that comes easily. Approaching things with E is comfortable because it feels natural. It's who we currently are and how we currently like to do things. It's also limiting. When E is our only approach, we create artificial